Welcome to the CNAC podcast. I was just talking to Lil Kurt earlier. Right now, I got C-Ray on here, and we talking about this new movie that he got. What's up, C-Ray?
Yo, what's happening?
Man, you've been grinding hard like you always do, like, but you shooting like a new movie now. Like, what's the new movie about? It's called...
It's called By Tonight. I mean, it's basically about two young dudes in the hood that got to pay their plug, and they go on their way to pay their plug, and they get robbed, basically, and one of them goes and pays the plug. They part of the money, and the plug basically asks them to help figure out who robbed the other side of the money that was killed off in the robbery and all that. So it's a lot going on, for real.
A whole lot,
but you just have to watch the movie. First 10 minutes of the movie, you'll see the whole story of what it'll be like. So
right,
it's dope. It's suspenseful. It's a lot.
Yeah, I done been to some of the shoots. It's like, you got these scenes, like, you got these chasing scenes, and, like, you got police all through the shit. This shit pretty, it's getting deep already.
Yeah, a lot of suspense in it, and that's what I wanted, man. I wanted something action-packed, suspenseful, but with a good story, though, so it'll be all that.
And then this is going, of course, I know you ain't going, like, fall away from, like, your roots, like, how you did Almost Don't Count, but, like, how is it going to be different from that, like... Like, are you going to be acting in it as much? Like, you ain't going to be in it as much? Or is it going to be, they're going to be different actors?
Different stuff going on? I'll be in it a pretty good amount of time. But yeah, there's a lot of different actors. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got the police edition involved in this. And this is a movie, not a series. So
right, it's different.
It's definitely going to be a lot different. And I'm filming it a little style different. And I'm filming it like a movie is filmed and not like a TV show. So
yeah, because the pace is definitely different when you like switch it up. Like
So it's going good for real.
Because ain't it like with a TV show, I was thinking, because I was just watching Almost Don't Count, like, because it comes on all the time now, you know what I'm saying, on Roku and shit, like, and it's just the pace of that. I was just watching, I'm just like, man, it's like drawn out, then it's fast, like. But like a movie, you gotta hold them for that whole amount of time. Like, that's probably harder.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's harder for you, but in my mind, I'm just thinking like, man, that's maybe a little harder. Like, cause you gotta draw it out.
Not for real. At first, I was thinking would it be harder, but not for real. My mind is in the mindset of a movie now.
The story,
I just know how I gotta film it, so I'm for real enjoying it because I've been doing series, so.
How's the Almost Don't Count going? Like you still getting it on different platforms and shit?
Yeah, that's, you know, coming on Roku right now every week, and we'll see where we move up from there. Like I said, that done grew legs of its own, so
you
definitely expect to see that more.
And you trying to branch out from that?
Yep. That's why I got more apps going. So
yeah.
Whole different project, and after that, I'm gonna do something completely different. So, just keeps going.
That's what's up. So when do you think the movie gonna be done? Of course, you probably don't know, but like you gonna keep shooting like all the way through the spring and the summer until it's done.
I can't pinpoint when, but I want to have it done by August, September.
I'll say September. And then you say you still on your page. You said you were still looking for people, like if they're trying to get in or whatever.
Yeah, I always keep extra roles open because, you know, you can never have too many people in a movie. So there's always something for somebody to do. So, yeah, always.
And what was your main inspiration behind this movie? Like, what made you, like, get the script and be like, yeah, I need to write this?
No, really just the urge and want to do another movie. That's it. Starting with the thought of that. And then just telling myself, come up with something creative. So I just challenged myself, really.
Right.
Something I wanted to do. So I said, I'm going to do it. So I got to start from scratch and come up with a story.
And then every day you just started building like different.
Yep. Just build onto it. Yep. Every day. And I still build onto it every day today, too.
Yeah. With the filming.
Yeah. So I'm always building onto it. That never stops right there.
And some people might not know, you was telling me about this shit. Like, when you had to put Almost Don't Count, like, on Roku, and when you had it on Spectrum, like, you had to go back in and re-edit all that footage? Like, you couldn't just give it to him, like, oh, here's the files. Like, you had to re-edit.
Right, yeah. The editing is endless, depending on what platform I got it on. I got to edit it to those standards and all that. So, yeah,
editing. You do all your own shit. Like, you ain't calling nobody talking about, hey, you get done with that? Like, nope, it's right here.
I'm the writer, director, the actor, the editor, the everything. Yeah.
I can't be losing files right and now. Stuff. Like, you got to keep everything intact. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big thing. Yeah, I'm glad you came on here, though. This is a Clay & Company podcast. We definitely going to have you on here again, but be on the lookout for the new movie, man. It's supposed to be coming out. You heard it here. August, September, something like that. And we going to get some music, too, before that? Or you never know. We just going to have to keep checking.
Yeah. You definitely going to get some music. It's just the only thing. It's just I'm just be having to focus so much on this movie thing, and I'm wearing so many different hats and doing so many things. It's just when I get about 3/4 of the way done with the movie, then you'll see music start coming out. So when you start seeing that, that's when you know that the movie's almost done.
Definitely. Because
then I can relax a little bit, and then I can release some music and do some music if I get this movie done. So
right. That's going to motivate you.
That's what I'm rewarding myself for, getting this movie done. Then I can go do some music again, because it's just a lot to focus on all at once.
Right. It's doing all by – it's all solo team.
Yep. I'm doing a lot of things myself, so.
Definitely. We're going to holler at you, though, man. See right now, 3-7.
You already know.
We're going to holler at y'all.